and to consider the things that happen and relate it to the time and decisions we make and day in and day out, and not related to what really is going on. And then add to that, Heavenly Father, sometimes it seems a little presumptuous to assume some of the things we're seeing in Scripture can actually be happening. But that's why we're studying it. That your Spirit might open our eyes. It's very difficult, I am sure, for the people in Smyrna while they're going through tribulation and poverty, and then more tribulation to come. To actually, while they're actually going through it, to be able to stand back and relate it to what is really happening in the unseen world. That's why it's here. I pray you'll give me the words through your Spirit that you would have me to say tonight. I pray that you'll open the eyes of people that listen, hear, and taste in the internet. Don't let us miss what really is happening here. Not just superficially, but what's going on. Relate it. Not be afraid to relate it to ourselves, to our assembly, to what's happening in history. It's not presumptuous. It's arrogance if we don't. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 8, and to the messenger of the church of Smyrna write, the first and the last who was dead and has come to life, says this, I know, and I spent one evening on the importance of I know, the comfort. I know your tribulation. And John in chapter 1 says, I am a fellow sharer of tribulation with you, and your poverty, but you're rich. And the blasphemy, the sarcasm, the attacks by those who say they are Jews, claim they are Jews, and are not, but worship in the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful, even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. I want you to look at verse 9, Satan. I want you to look at verse 10, the devil. Do you know there are not very many places in all the Bible that both of those words are together? Not very many at all. They're in Revelation 12 and here. Now, Satan is mentioned with some of the other churches in Revelation 2 and 3. This is the only assembly where the devil is associated. It's the only assembly where the devil is mentioned. It's the only assembly where Satan and the devil are mentioned. Because here, these believers in Smyrna are slandered, accused. What does devil mean? The accuser. Accused, they are the ones doing it right. They are the ones being accused. I want you to notice the two of these supernatural creatures' names, the supernatural creatures' names used in one context. People, don't miss this. This is powerful. What's going on in this small assembly in Smyrna? This only local church where both are used. This is found, these two names together, Matthew 4, Revelation 2 in the church of Smyrna, Revelation 12, and Revelation 20. The only place in all the Bible that both of them mentioned together. That tells us something. Now, here's where you and I get to see in action many people, many of the things that we have studied a lot in a lot of our studies theologically about the spiritual warfare. He has been transferring the two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Here are the believers in Smyrna right in the center of the kingdom of darkness. And they're trying to walk in the light. He's not going to allow that. They're right in the middle of all of this stuff that we've seen about Smyrna. They are reflecting the light of the truth of the gospel, the light of Christ, the light of the Spirit, the light of life. You cannot have that. He has got to set it down. Now, here's the principle, those of you that are taking notes. Since the real power and the real war is in the unseen realm, it's in the unseen world. I spent some time on what we're doing tonight. I could say maybe too much time for one class, but there's never too much time spent. Because, boy, did it take me back. And I've been wondering, what are we going to do when I finish stress, anxiety, depression on Wednesday night? I was going to have a meeting, and we all talked, and I still may do that. But this really caused me to say, we need to finally get Job under a belt. We need to study Job. I call the series The First Thing God Wanted Us to Know. The first book of the Bible, first book written. It's written to everybody. It's not written to the Jews, by the Jews, to the Gentiles. It's written by God to all. And one of the most important things we saw just in what we have dealt with in Job, that the real power, the real war, is in the unseen realm. The actions and events in the seen world, your world, are primarily the result of the activity in the unseen realm. God, we can't forget that. And sometimes I do, even in my teaching. What happens in your life, people, is not isolated from what is going on in the unseen world. That's what Job is all about. Here is Job, and all of a sudden, his world goes into calamity. Has no idea what's going on in the unseen world. There's a conversation going on. There's a debate going on. There's a battle going on in the unseen realm. And this man tells people he's no different than any one of you sitting here, right here in this class tonight. He is not different from any of you. He's telling a